There are times in our lives when it appears that nothing is going to save us. I received an email, a prayer request, from a man recently who was absolutely crestfallen. His business had turned sour and he had to rely on his wife going back out to full-time work so that they could put food on the table. Quite a few years ago now, I recall one of my lecturers back in my Bible college days telling us about a time when he and his wife took over the ownership of a corner store, only for it to plummet them down into a black hole very close to the point of bankruptcy. The truth is that there are times in all our lives when we find ourselves in a place where that mountain is so big, I mean so big, that it appears completely insurmountable. And in human terms, it may well be. But here's a bold statement. Are you ready? God always looks after his own. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean a luxury car and a big house and a huge bank balance. Sure, he blesses some people that way, but for most of us, it doesn't end up looking like that. I remember one man telling me after he'd planted his first Christian radio station in the United States, he and his family ended up absolutely penniless. He'd stepped out in faith, done what he thought God was calling him to do, and yet one day he found himself in a place where he couldn't even put food on the table. Literally, there was no food in the house, and he had no idea how he was going to feed his wife and children that night. So he and his wife and his kids sat down on the kitchen floor, and with tears streaming down their face, he prayed that God would bring them enough food to eat for that night. Right then, there was a knock on the door. Someone they knew had just felt to bring some food over. God continued to bless that man and his family from that low point on the kitchen floor. That one small Christian radio station went on to become one of the largest and best known radio networks in the country. God always looks after his own. King David summed it up like this, Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. In his whole life, David had never, ever seen God forsake his own. Think about that. Never. In fact, in the very next breath, the very next verse, he goes on to say that instead, verse 26, they are giving liberally and lending, and their children become a blessing. God always looks after his own. That's God's word, fresh for you today.